are listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Commentator Gary Joyner takes us back 68 years to the end of World War II in Europe, VE Day.
Tomorrow, May 8th, marks the 68th anniversary of VE Day, victory in Europe. On that day, in 1945, Berlin fell to Russian forces as the Americans and British had halted their easterly advance to allow the Russians to enter. It was not the end of World War II. Indeed, the remainder of that spring and most of the summer saw heavy fighting in the Pacific. The world prepared for the invasion of the home islands of Japan, and no one, with the exception of a very small cadre of scientists, another small group of Navy and Army Air Force personnel, and the President, knew about a special bomb that would end the war. On that day in May, there was jubilation across Western Europe and in the United States. It was not the end, but the end might just be on the horizon. The massive deployment of American soldiers, sailors, and airmen serving in Europe began to wait for orders that would send them to the Pacific. Looking back at that time of heroism and sacrifice, the democracies began to breathe again. Shallow breaths, but not the ragged exhaustion of conducting a world war in two hemispheres. Americans were still reeling from the loss of President Franklin D. Roosevelt, who died on April 12th. The leader who had guided them through the darkness of the Great Depression and through the greatest war in the history of the world was dead. The new president, Harry S. Truman, was untested and had been excluded from the most secret military plans. Roosevelt, in the waning days of his life, and against the strong advice of Winston Churchill, had given Joseph Stalin, the leader of the Soviet Union, too much. The Russian entry into Berlin allowed them to occupy the capital of Germany. The Soviets set their forces in place, effectively organizing what would shortly become the Eastern Bloc countries of the Iron Curtain, to be dominated by the Russians until the early 1990s. However, on May 8, 1945, all of that was in the future. The attack on Pearl Harbor on December 7, 1941 had brought the United States into World War II, starkly, tragically, immediately, and irrevocably. When Germany declared war on the United States after the Japanese attack, Hitler had made a monumental miscalculation. Over 2 years into the war, and with Britain standing alone in Western Europe, he believed that America could not make that large of a difference. Certainly not quickly enough to offset his conquest of Russia. The United States became the arsenal of democracy. Our industrial capacity outpaced every other combatant nation by overwhelming amounts. Fast forward to June 6, 1944. The invasion of Normandy brought the events leading up to that May 8th, the next year, onto a timetable that was unstoppable. Could we do the same thing and in such a tight timeline today? Probably. But there are vast differences. The world was climbing out of the Great Depression. Millions of people were still unemployed, and recovery was by no means complete. The war economy was still in its infancy, and tooling up for it required giant amounts of labor, first with men and then with women. We are different today. In 1941, this country was united. We stood with England against huge tyrannies. We saw our mission and nothing would stop us. Those men, and yes, women, who fought that war and created the means to fight that war were truly the greatest generation. Treasure them. Visit with them. Learn from them. Their history matters.
Commentator Gary Joyner is an associate professor of history at LSU Shreveport. He joins us every Tuesday morning at 7:35 for History Matters.